Hello, my name is Karen Guglielmo, Executive Editor for SearchCIOMidMarket.com, and I'd like to welcome you to today's expert podcast on maximizing ITIL's mid-market sweet spot service support. I'm joined today by David Pletorek, founder and chairman of Pletorek & Associates. David is a 20-year veteran IT professional who has helped many leading companies implement and improve service and systems management processes and tools. He has reflected that experience in his content contributions to ITIL and MOF, as well as in numerous books, articles, and speeches. Prior to his consulting career, David managed support and data center operations at pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson. He has a master's degree from the University of Pennsylvania. Welcome, David.
Thank you, Karen.
And as I mentioned earlier, we're here today to talk about maximizing ITIL's mid-market sweet spot service support. And I'll spend the next 8-plus minutes asking David to answer a number of questions about today's topic. So let's get started. First, I wanted to ask you, why is service support such an issue for mid-market companies?
Well, service support is your basic bread and butter issue. Service desk, and managing incidents, managing problems, the root cause behind incidents, managing changes so you don't shoot yourself and others in the foot, getting releases out the door without causing unavailability and actually enhancing uptime, and knowing what your configuration is so when you go to sort issues, you can actually know what you're looking at. So it's a bread and butter issue, and the key thing there is to match the amount of effort and formality of these processes and right size them to the mid market. While that's important, there's no denying that they're needed. If they're missing or unstable, the entire company, not just the IT function, is permanently set on its back foot. You know, so for companies to focus on selling their wares and developing new products and taking orders. And manufacturing, at a minimum, IT needs to not be an obstacle or a distraction. Preferably, it's a productivity enhancer, and ideally, it's a competitive advantage. That just doesn't happen until service support is squared away.
Okay, and so for mid-market companies having a lot of these issues with service support, where would you recommend as the best starting point for using ITIL and why?
Oh, I got a couple of straight out of the gate. First of all, they should get and read the ITSMF Introductory Overview of ITIL V3. It's available for free on www.itsmfi.org. That's the website for ITSMF International. ITSMF is the user group for ITIL. It's a free PDF download. It's the ITSMF ITIL V3 pocket guide, effectively. It's a basic introduction to the topic, and you can't beat the price. Secondly, they should get and absorb the ITIL Small Scale Implementation Book. It used to be known in ITIL V2, there was another version of it by Ivor McFarlane. There's a new version of it for ITIL V3 by Ivor McFarlane and Sharon Taylor. Why should they get this book? Well, it's specifically designed for mid-market. It specifically addresses the issues faced by mid-market companies and how to meet them. Beyond that, key advice is to start where the biggest pain and impact is. Typically, that's an incident, problem, and change management. This is the typical trajectory people look at, and you need to work in order from the biggest to the smallest pain. Also importantly, a place to start is to focus on outcomes and in changing and enabling the right behaviors. No behavior change equals no results, and I can't emphasize that enough, especially for small and mid-market companies. It's really about getting your people to understand what outcomes should be shot for and then delivering on that. And the opposite of that is papering things over with lots of different process diagrams, all sorts of meetings and interesting flow charts with no behavior change. And as dumb as that sounds, a lot of organizations do that. They spend a lot on consulting, they produce a lot of paper, and no behavior change. So just take an example like change management. What change management is about is making sure that you minimize the business disruption of change, you know what changed, and you can trace it back. So insisting that that's the performance is effective when you see that, that's the expected behavior, and then enabling that behavior, that's what implementing ITIL should be about, especially for small and mid-market companies. Lastly, I'd say cherry-picking from ITIL, biting off just enough to get started and getting on with it is key. You don't have to do absolutely everything in ITIL. The objective is not to implement ITIL or do ITIL. It's to solve real problems for your business using ITIL to frame it.
Okay. And would you say that ITIL is still a hard sell for some mid-market company executive?
I think it is, especially if it's presented as an end in itself or a silver bullet. What isn't a hard sell is attacking problems or pursuing opportunities that are clear and present issues for these executives. And using ITIL as a way to frame those problems or opportunities and highlight what needs to get worked on, that's not a hard sell.
Okay, and what obstacles would you say mid-market CIOs should be aware of when they're trying to implement ITIL practices to improve service support?
Well, there's a list of usual suspects, and they apply to small, mid-market, and large enterprise the same. First is resistance to change. It needs to be handled through leading and managing organizational change effectively. You need to have an organizational change communication plan. It needs to be driven by stakeholder analysis. I know it sounds like a lot, but it can be done just enough, and it's remarkably effective when it's done and horribly problematic when this step is skipped. Implementing ITIL is a project, and lack of effective program and project management is a key obstacle we see over and over. You would think in this day and age that wouldn't be a problem, that people would manage these things as programs and projects, but we see it constantly missing. I think people see it ITIL sort of is common sense, and they think they can just get on with it. Well, you know, it needs to be managed just like anything else. Similarly, we see projects and processes that aren't managed through goals and metrics. So the key obstacle is, you know, you get started, you get going, and there's you haven't decided and determined how you're going to measure success, what you need to move the dial on. It's not enough to do the right thing. You need business results, and that means managing through goals and metrics. Another obstacle is the organization's capability to determine where they are, where are they now, and what improvements to plan. Sometimes those skills just aren't in evidence in the organization. They need help. And I'd say two more to finalize this is over-reliance on training as a solution is an obstacle, thinking that they can just sort of tick it off the list. Over-reliance on process diagramming is an obstacle versus, you know, focusing on things like job aids that support people's performance in key moments of truth. So when Joe Lunchbox on the desktop services goes to escalate an incident, what's going to enable him to do a better job than he did previously? It's probably not some big process diagram that's in somebody's drawer. Lastly, and I'll emphasize this as the biggest one, if you don't get anything else done, do this, is the obstacle of focusing on lack of focus on change behavior that enables results. So focusing on what behaviors need to change and the outcomes that are required for change, for problem, for release, for incident, what's the key goal of those things? What are we trying to do here? And then how do we get people to change behaviors and enable that change? That's the key thing. So that's an obstacle to overcome to make sure you're successful.
Okay, and finally, can you offer some examples of how improved service support actually enhances the business processes?
Oh, sure. It's pretty straightforward because it underpins everything. Problem management is a service support process. It eliminates the root cause of problems, and thereby it eliminates incidents, you know, things breaking that get in the way of users getting their job done. This allows those users to focus on the work rather than their broken PC or application. Same goes for change management. Every time IT makes a change and it goes in without breaking something and actually fixing something instead, users and customers aren't impacted by downtime and further incidents. Order processing can continue to process orders. Manufacturing can continue to manufacture. Salespeople can go about their selling. And the same goes for release management. You know, that's where you push out patches and new applications and new versions. When the right new versions and patches are deployed with good communication, things get fixed, not broke. You get uptime, not downtime. That's what occurs. So and when users do have an issue with IT, if IT has good configuration management, configuration management is knowing, what do I got? Where is it at? What's its status? How does it relate to other things that I've got? IT staff can quickly determine what equipment the user has in its state and get to the bottom of the issue quickly and efficiently. And with good service desk and incident management, they can resolve the user's issues quickly, get them back up and running and productive once again, and make the experience pleasant to boot.
Okay, and on that note, that does conclude today's podcast. Thanks again to David Pulcharik for speaking with us today, and thank you all for listening. Have a great day.